Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Localites OKC. I'm Anna Farhaw.
And I'm Kayla Coffey.
So we have a very fun episode today.
Oh my gosh, can't wait.
Super excited about our interview. But
so good.
In our last week, the things that we did. So I did make it out to OKC Happy Hour at La Brasa.
Yes.
I kind of went towards the tail end of it because I don't remember why, but
I got there
towards the end. Okay. And I was hoping they'd have that Peruvian chicken that they normally serve when they have their little buffet spread.
Because
we had
like
about four different things. And they had a different chicken, but they didn't have that one that I was hoping for. So we only stayed for one drink. And then, conveniently, just went to Pollo Campero and got the chicken there.
Good. Had you had them before?
Just once.
Oh, just once. Did you get the fries this time, though?
I did.
Okay, what'd you think?
I really liked
them. They're so good. Oh, my gosh. Like, dark horse on the French fry front, but holy cow.
Yeah. So, that was great. And, like, you know, chicken reheats well, too.
Yeah.
So we got, like, the four-piece special and shared it.
Yeah.
But since I'd eaten a little bit at La Brasa, I only ate one of my half.
Right.
So I saved that other piece for later, and it was great.
Oh, that was awesome. I'm so glad you finally had the fries.
Yeah, and then on Friday, I went to my regular monthly massage with April at Balanced Body.
Yes, checked in with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new in her life that we need to know about? Has she listened to the episode yet? Does she know she's a main character?
So no, because she was, like, talking about it to her boyfriend, and he was asking, like, when he can listen. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, it's whenever you want, because it's a podcast, and it's not, like, live on air. And she's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Love it. Oh, that's so sweet.
But I'm getting her to come around. So.
Okay, good. April, I hope you're here. Welcome if you are.
Well, and then Saturday morning, we had been invited by Food Fun Wonderland, our friend Dana, to come out for a foodie lunch. So it was at Magnolia Bistro, just right down the block from us, from our studio in Auto Alley. And normally they're not open on the weekends. So they're normally just open weekdays, lunch hours only. So they opened especially for us on Saturday, which was really nice because I always like when it's a non-public thing.
Right. A little private event is very nice.
Yeah. And okay. There was a good turnout from the foodie community.
Yes. Please tell me everything because I was having major FOMO while I was at Banana watching all this come through.
So I really enjoyed the gumbo. I enjoyed the shrimp and grits, which I didn't realize because I wasn't paying attention apparently on the menu, but they do fried grits instead of like soft. So it was kind of almost like triangles of like a cornbread-ish, but it's grits.
Yeah.
So that was really different and good.
Sounds good.
And then their lobster mac and cheese was very good.
Ooh.
Did not like the red beans and rice.
Did not care for it.
The texture was just off.
Was it like too mushy?
Yes, it was. So I really didn't care for that. But Dana had one of their specialties, which is a crab queso. So queso with crab meat, and that was really good.
I saw someone who was, it was Greg. Greg Elwell had the blackened catfish topped with crawfish étouffée.
He must have come late because he was not there with us.
Or maybe he went there a different time.
Yeah.
And I just assumed he was there with you guys.
Chris Kettner got the po' boy. Got po' boys.
Okay.
Which I didn't get. But
I was just like, wow, catfish with étouffée on top of it, because we all know étouffée is my fave Cajun thing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So yeah, it was good. And it was nice to have that chance to go because there's not really an opportunity for me to get out there.
Right.
So that was cool.
What else? Oh, me, Saturday. Okay, so I did get off work from the mall just in time for some excitement to go down at the mall. The second shooting happened.
I kind of missed, like, the story behind that.
An hour after I left, there was an altercation, but
so
down by the
same
movie
scenario.
Theater. But by the movie theater, not the food court.
So they
and
still
a guy
were,
pulled
like,
out a gun and
individual
fired
type
shots.
Of things,
yeah.
Not, like, mass
correct.
Shooting
and
things.
No fatalities at all. But it's still, like, nerve-wracking to have it happen. And the last time I had to go to work on Sunday after it happened on Thursday. And I was a little shaken up and, you know, things like that. But this one happening, like, probably 15 minutes after I left, I was like, holy cow. I had, like, just gotten to the collective, and then saw everything blow up on Twitter and had been like actively texting coworkers who were now on lockdown, and like that was real close. Yuck. But still come patronize the mall because we got to pay our bills and all of those shops close and can't make their day, and it's like super hard being in the mall anyway.
I was just thinking that because like next year they're going to look back on like that day's sales this year and it'll be like, what happened? Oh yeah, that was the day.
Yeah, on a Saturday. Saturday's a big day. The last time when it was a Thursday, they were closed for more hours. I did see that AMC did a great job of refunding anyone who had paid for tickets that period and didn't get to finish their movie or get to a movie. They did complimentary refunds, which was really nice. And I don't know how many people would have been like super upset about that. You know, you kind of are like, you get it, but like that was a really nice gesture. But anyway, I did get out to the collective. So it was my girl Emma's birthday, her actual birthday, and she had planned a whole day the whole time, like so much going on. And her sister and her best friend had planned a surprise party that everyone was going to kind of in the middle of her whole day. So she was like, we're going to go to brunch here and then drinks and then dinner and then drinks again. But there was like this open spot at 7. And so we planned a surprise party, shocked her.
I saw her posts about it.
Oh my gosh. There was like 30 of us there at least, maybe more. Oh, it was awesome. She had no idea. She's very much like me, type A and controlling. And I was like, it reminds me of when you guys pulled off my surprise birthday really late at night on my actual birthday. And I had no idea what was going to happen because I was so focused on my party later that week. Like, it was very reminiscent. So it was really good to be there for her. And also, I was starving because I had been at Banana all day. And I had hoped that I'd be able to run home in between and didn't get a chance. And so I picked up dinner from Beth Lyon's Black Cat because I was walking around to all of the menus and like, what can I do to maybe modify something to be Whole30 and just order very specifically. And what do you know? She has her menu laid out where it's paleo, Whole30, keto, all of it's vegan.
Her stuff's meatless. Yeah,
it is. But there's so many legumes within that. Mm-hmm. So you can add on protein and still be Whole30 friendly. But only, I think it was maybe like 4 or 5 of her things didn't have a bean substitute or tofu or soy or something on there that would not be Whole30 friendly. So that was really cool that she just like had it laid out from the start. It wasn't even like special for January Whole30. Like some places are doing, Chipotle's doing that. It's like, are you doing it this month? Here's this menu. Just straight up on there already. And I was like, that's so cool. So I got, actually, it was my favorite bowl when I went for their soft opening, the Third Eye Bowl. And it had sauteed mushrooms, it had roasted beets, sweet potatoes, some kind of pesto on there. I'm trying to remember what else. It was just really, really yummy.
And filling.
And filling. And like lots of roasted broccoli. And like it was just so yummy and warm and comforting and filling. And then you know I got that hibiscus tea again. It was $7, but it was worth it. I know. I ordered it before I saw, like, it wasn't on the menu, but I had had it at the soft opening and loved it. And then when I went to check out, and I was like, oh, but it's so good. I'll just, like, pace myself and only drink half of it. And then I drank the whole thing. And I was like, it was so good. I have zero regrets right now. I'm not eating out, basically, at all. So if I splurge a little bit on this, that's okay.
Well, on Sunday, I went out to a place that had been on my list for a while. So it opened around the same time as Masa when we went up to that sushi place off Memorial. And it's also a sushi and ramen place off of 122nd and Penn. And it's called Mizu.
Oh, yeah.
And so it literally was opening like right around the same time. And they're both like 4-letter names. Both start with M.
Right.
Both ramen sushi places, which is kind of random.
I drove by that today on my way to
Sam's. So it's next to like Mazio's or something?
Yeah. I literally drove by that today and didn't even register. Because it used to be like a Japanese steakhouse.
It used to be, and I know they had sushi at that version too.
Anyway, it was
something that started with an A. Because I looked up the address and was like, what did this used to be? Because I thought it used to be a hookah bar, which maybe it was in the day. But anyway, so it's definitely a more, the atmosphere is, it made me feel like more like family kind of place.
Okay.
Like, it's not super nice. Like, it'd probably be more like I would get stuff to go.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't digging the atmosphere. Hated the music because it was top 40. But the food was really good. The service was good.
Good.
I got the seafood ramen,
yum,
which I love because so many places don't offer seafood ramen for whatever reason. However, the pricing was a little bit too high in my opinion. So it was $15 for the seafood ramen bowl. And you know I be counting how many pieces of seafood are in that. So it had three really good sized shrimp.
Okay.
But it only had one scallop and one mussel. And I'm like, I don't feel like that's $15 worth of seafood or food in general. But
that reminds
me
of the time I got four scallops for $40 the first time we went to the drink. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So I feel like that was slightly overpriced.
Yeah.
Or they should have added at least one more scallop and one more mussel.
Right.
anyhow, though, we got this other like octopus appetizer.
Okay.
And so it was like these little balls that had octopus inside, and it was almost kind of like a risotto inside of it with the octopus. So it was kind of cheesy and gooey. And it had this like topping though that I don't know how it was doing this, but it was like little flecks of something, but it was like moving. And I was like, I don't know if this was like the air moving it, but it was like a very paper thin kind of shavings thing. And they were, like, straight up moving. Like, I should have taken a boomerang of
it. Right? That would have been super cute.
Because it was really odd. Like, I've never seen that before.
Weird.
And so I don't know exactly what that ingredient was.
Yeah.
But it's on their appetizer. So it's the one with the octopus. And it's, like, fried balls. So I want other people to see if it's always like that.
Right. Because
that was really weird.
That's so interesting.
But I would be willing to maybe get, like, it to go or something. But it is kind of out of the way for me. But since it'd been on my list, it was like a good day for a cold, day to have ramen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad I checked it out. And then on Monday, I was off work for MLK and I went to yoga at this land. And so I was like, I'm just going to grab some quick lunch over here because I had a meeting at OCU at 2:00 and I went to the noon class. So I just went to Thai House.
Yum.
And got their buffet. So I don't go there a whole lot because it's really not my favorite Thai place, but it was just convenient and I wanted the buffet options.
Yeah.
And so had that for lunch. And the next day went to a new place again that I found from Yelp because I was at home. So I work from home on Tuesdays. So I was at home and I'm like, what am I going to have for lunch? So
right.
I did the nearby search and it was a place that only had 2 reviews. Both of them are 5 stars.
Ooh.
And it was super close to my house. So I checked it out and come to find out they're featured in the Gazette this week. But it's called Queen of Egg Rolls.
Yum.
And it's on 10th Street, 10th and May. So just to the east of where that 7-Eleven is.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they're focusing on Laotian food.
Oh,
but
yum.
Which has a lot of like Thai stuff as well. So they kind of cross over. But
because there's a food truck that does that.
Well, the main Laotian place is on the south side, and I've been to it. It's called 4J's, which is one of the top rated restaurants on Yelp, actually.
Solid.
But yeah, anyway. So it has a lot of Thai dishes that you'd be familiar with, and also dishes from Laos that maybe you're not so familiar with. But obviously, they're known for their egg rolls. And I got their lunch special, which was only $6.99. You got to choose 3 different things from a list of about 7 things.
Okay.
So I did the pork egg roll and then the noodles and the garlic chicken stir fry.
Yum.
So it was really good. I'm definitely going to be back to try more of the menu.
Very hungry right now.
Yeah.
And cup of soup are not tidying over with us.
Well, and they've only been open just over a month. So definitely go check them out.
Yeah.
I added their menu to the pictures on Yelp. So, so it wasn't there yet. But yeah, then that night I had a meeting with the girl who's a volunteer with Alpha Chi, who's kind of over our province. So she's like over the chapter advisors. And so I meet with her occasionally and She had picked out for us to go to Republic in Class and Curve, which yes. I hadn't been to in a long time.
You totally just reminded me of something that I did. You keep telling okay. your story, but then remind me that I totally did something back on like Thursday or whatever night it was raining. Okay. I didn't put it in my planner and I didn't write it down, but it just came back to me. Tell your story though.
Well, we went to Republic. I hadn't been in a long time. Mm-hmm. I was reminded how great their service is, though. Yeah. Like, they're so good about refilling your drinks really quickly, which I love. But I just got one of the... I got their Klassen burger and okay. just got a salad on the side and, like, was really happy with it.
Nice.
What did you forget?
That I went to a Pure Bar class. Pure
That's
Bar
right.
Netflix Hills.
Okay.
So, back whenever we had our first
episode
of the year...
because Alpha Kai.
Yes.
Yeah.
our first episode of the year... You had mentioned that Pure Bar was doing free classes, but the link that you gave us, me and the listeners, thank you for doing that work for us, Anna, took you to a webpage where you filled out the info, and then they reached out to you to schedule the class. And so I'd done that, but I wanted to go on Thursday, and they didn't reach out to me until then the next Sunday.
Oh.
And then I was in the middle of meal prepping. And so I was like, hey, girl, thanks so much for texting me. I'll text you when I have a sec and can look at my planner. And then you know what? I totally forgot for like a whole week and a half. And then something popped up on social media for them. And I was like, they wanted me to schedule a free class. I'm going to text her back right now and see if I can still do a free class. And what do you know? I could. So I scheduled it for the next day, which was still Thursday. And I was like, good, because Thursday nights were my free nights. And so I did my free Pure Bar class at Pure Bar in Nicholas Hills. So I thought I was going to be super, like, great at it because I'd done Bar 3 and done, like, online Bar 3 at home. And I was like, I got this. It's going to be fine. So I, like, stroll in. Our friend Holly Mangum, is that how you say her last name?
Mm-hmm.
Was there. And I was like, woo, friendly face. Cool. We start talking and chatting. She'd never done this one before either. Then this other random girl shows up and, like, you know, sorry, girl, we already know each other. It was fine.
So it was just the three of
you? It was just the three of us, which ended up being so good because, holy cow, if you don't know what you're doing, you look like an idiot. And it's hard.
So that's why they want to give you a free intro.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, don't embarrass yourselves and hold the class back. Like, let's take you little people who have no idea what you're signing up for and lock you in a room alone. Because holy cow, they kicked my ass. It was such a good workout. Not that the other times that I've done Bar 3 haven't been a great workout. I've been like,
you know. Or just different.
Yeah, I've been like really sweating and really getting into it. But this one had so many different elements that I don't know that any other time I've done Bar 3 that I've had to stop. But like on this one, I was having to stop and I was having to modify. Like I couldn't hold some of what they were asking me to hold. And I don't know if that was my arthriticness. I just kind of felt like it was because I wasn't strong enough, if that makes sense. It wasn't like I was in pain. It was like, oh, my body doesn't do this.
Yeah.
Kind of. But also in a different way from like, it was just really hard. And I'm so glad that I wasn't, like I said, slowing down other people or making a fool of myself in front of other people. And so I'm so glad that I went. Now that I know, they use hand weights and tiny balls that you, like, they're tiny versions of, like, kickballs. You know, like those hard rubber kickballs that you mm-hmm. throw at each other. And then you, like, put it between your thighs and do a workout. And then you put it in the back of your leg and do a workout.
Like, kind of like the Bar 3 ball.
Well, I use my Bar 3 ball mostly for back stuff. And it's so much bigger and softer.
Yeah.
That it was different enough that I didn't like it. And so I'm so glad I did the class and I'm so glad I did the workout, but that is absolutely, like, I am a wuss. I can't do that. Not for me. I need something way more chill, less intense. So I'm admitting defeat on that one. But I'm glad I went. I love the studio space and I loved it in Nichols Hills. So I've been to Bar 3 in Class and Curve and I don't like how exposed you are to everyone. Like, the big glass windows, like, you can see people, like, walk into Tucker's and out of Tucker's. And you just, like, everyone sees everything that's going on. It's, like, natural light's nice. But with this one, they kind of, you walk in and there's kind of, like, their front desk and then their swag area. And then you move down further and there's, like, their locker area where you put your stuff. And then you go into the studio.
And apparently, one of my girls works there. And so she had replied to your to our story.
Yeah, she was like, thinking it was me. Class. And I was like, oh, it's Kayla. I love the class, but oh man, I can't do it. But it's good to know. I recognize that for myself.
Just like with the improv.
Just like with the improv. Yeah, exactly. I thought I'd be really good at it. You know what? I don't trust other people and I can't do it. So it's great to be, you know, crushing my dreams one free class at a time. And so I will continue this trend next week and we'll see how Kayla does at Pilates.
Yes.
Really excited for that one. Anyway.
So one more thing before we talk about the events this week.
Yes.
We're really excited. And this is a past guest of the show. So Chocolate Decadence, which is the big annual fundraiser for Automobile Alley, our home from the studio.
I know. I love that. And former guest of the show.
Chocolate I thought Decadence. I said that already.
Oh, did you? I'm so sorry.
In my head, I did.
I was looking at my phone, so maybe you did. I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so it's coming up February 6th, which is right around the corner.
I know.
And the general admission is $75. VIP is $125. And we are going to be judges.
Yes, guest judges, along with our friends Greg Ewell and Scotty Irani.
Yeah, so we're super excited.
Yeah. You know I love
there's
chocolate.
A good dozen plus local restaurants that are participating. So if you weren't planning to be there, please do. We'd love to see you out there and help support Automobile Alley.
Yes. Thank you, Anna, for that. And it's time for events. So we've got exhibition, observation of surface at AmSHOT. This one always throws me off because they spell exhibition with the capital IT in the middle.
It's because they're an IT business.
Yes, I know that. I used to work with them when I was in IT. We're friends. But it throws me off every time I read it. Exhibition, observation of surface at AmSHOT from 4:30 to 8 p.m. It's going to be featuring mixed media works by artist
Brian Perdue Jr.
Thank you.
And he's actually on the Momentum Committee with me.
Fun.
So yeah, I thought that was really neat.
Do I know him?
He's the president of Inclusion in Art.
Yeah.
And there is a $5 donation for this event that'll go to Inclusion in Art, which will allow you to get light hors d'oeuvres, wine, and Anthem beer.
I love that.
It's also the Stone Cloud Takeover at Barkeep from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., featuring three different beer cocktails, and I hope Barkeep keeps doing takeovers from breweries.
Me too. I'm dying to get to one whenever I'm not doing Whole30, because it looks like a lot of fun. Our final event on Thursday, and I'm going to need your help again.
I think it's Manic, but I don't actually know because I haven't heard of this brand before, but it's a tequila.
It's a Manic tequila dinner at Hacienda Tacos from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. This is $45, and you can call 405-254-3140 to reserve your spot.
On Friday, there's a couple things going on at 405 Brewing that I wanted to point out.
Okay.
So the first one is a new beer release called Luxie from 4 to 10 p.m. This is an imperial stout aged in whiskey barrels with honey and cinnamon.
Ooh.
So I feel like that'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
And during that, there's going to be an inaugural event called the Norman Area Beer Choir at 6 to 8 p.m., and this is a brand new thing, which is an event for an opportunity to socialize with friends unified in song. So they have songbooks provided, and I just think like it's a really neat idea.
Yeah.
So I want to probably talk with the 405 guys and be like, how was this? Like, what was it like? Because
tell us more.
It's like, you know, I have a background from being in choir and like, I might be willing to participate in something like this if I've had a couple of beers.
Right? So. I love that. I would cheer you on if I had a couple of beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So it's also the Bingo Benefit at Brewers Union from 6:30 to 9 p.m. This is a fundraiser for the Energy Assist Foundation, which provides youth with soccer equipment and safe places to play through partnerships with local organizations.
And that is Energy, like the Energy
the
FC.
Energy FC, yes. Mm-hmm. You're going to get one free bingo card with additional beverages, beer beverages available.
Additional bingo cards will come with your beer purchases.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, and then there's also a taco and nacho bar.
On Saturday, an event that we've already highlighted on our Instagram, but it's the fifth anniversary party at Oak and Ore, and they're celebrating all day, but they're going to have special beer releases between about 11:30 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Correct.
You'll want to look on their Facebook event to see what all of those are. Actually, we have a link to their website that lists each one, because they're doing it like each hour will be different things,
different tiers,
and
yep.
different themes.
And different raffles each hour, with the final raffle wrapping up at 4:30.
And it'll be all Oklahoma beer. They're having special anniversary glassware.
You'll actually see me probably
post about that tonight, because I'm going to stop by there.
Thank you. They're
giving us a free preview and get the glass early, plus t-shirts and all the giveaways. And they're going to have the first ever indoor Plaza Walls mural by Dylan Bradway.
Yes, so excited for this.
Yeah. And it's also Lunar New Year. Which
you're
somehow
correct.
I didn't realize Lunar New Year and Chinese New Year are the same thing.
Oh.
But they are.
I just said Year of the Rat, like I already knew that.
It is.
Oh, it is.
That is
okay.
Right.
I guess I didn't ever think about it, but I think I knew. But
some people brand it as Lunar and some as Chinese.
Okay.
So whatever.
Gotcha.
But there's a few different events going on to celebrate. So they're all Asian restaurants, of course. But Pho 39 in Bethany is celebrating from 1 to 3 p.m. Tokyo Moon, which is off of Hefner, kind of in the PC North area, celebrating at 2. And then Ninjo Sushi, which is down in the Moore area, is celebrating at 3.
Ooh, all right. It's also the annual clam bake dinner at Rococo Pin at 6:30 p.m. They're going to have a 3-course East Coast style dinner. It's $75, and you can reserve by calling 405-212-4577.
Also on Saturday night is a murder mystery dinner party at Wicked Hangry from 8 to 11 p.m. So this was the food truck that has their brick and mortar up in Edmond now.
Okay, thank you for... I was like, isn't that a food truck? And I'm doing that in a truck.
Yeah, but it'll include a 3-course dinner with a cash bar, and it's only $30. You can call 405-922-9796 or email wickedhangry@yahoo.com to reserve.
All right, it's also comedy night at Drunken Fry at 10 p.m. They're going to be featuring 5 different comedians and covers just $5.
Moving on to Monday, it's the Oklahoma Women Run Social Hour, also at Okanor, starting at 6 to 7 p.m. And this is a local nonprofit supporting women who want to run for office.
Good.
So if that's something you've ever considered, go check that out.
All right, on Tuesday, it's the OKC IRL Twitter Meetup, Remembering Robert Moose at Pony Boy. So I'm going to try to get out to this. Our friend Andy Moore has been part of the people organizing this. And if you weren't following Robert Moose on Twitter, you should still go back and follow him now and read his tweets.
So I realized that he followed me.
Yeah. Oh, and you didn't follow him back?
No.
It's not nice, Anna. It's okay.
You know me.
I've been following him back. I love his tweets. We've been Twitter friends for like at least
he was known for tweeting about the different things he would hear from
police scanners. Yeah, so he would be like, disturbance in the Taco Bell parking lot at 2 a.m. And then, like, it funny people would retweet it and be like, wow, way to call me out on that, Robert. Like, that was a private matter. But, like, not really. It wasn't really them. But anyway, I loved it. I loved his commentary on everything going on. Because he would help amplify news, but also give hilarious commentary. He was just a huge contributor to the Oklahoma City Twitter community, if you will. Apparently, he also worked for Channel 4 and was a storm chaser, which I had no idea until... now that he's passed away and people are sharing all these incredible stories.
Mm-hmm.
So if he touched your life in any way and you want to come celebrate the life of the late Robert Moose, come join us at Pony Boy from 5 to 7 p.m. And they'll also be collecting donations for the Oklahoma Humane Society at this event.
Our last event for Tuesday is a poetry open mic at the Patriarch from 6 to 8 p.m. And they're going to have readings up in their upstairs area.
All right. On Wednesday, it's the annual Bella Vista dinner at Patrono from 5 to 9 p.m. They're going to have 5 courses of Italian-American dishes for $60. You can call 405-702-7660 to reserve.
And that does not include alcohol, by the way.
Oh, that's
just to clarify.
Good clarification.
Wednesday is also the Alpha Hive release party at Parlor from 6 to 9 p.m. So this is Coop's spring seasonal double IPA with limited edition variations. And they're going to be pairing it with entrees from Kitchens at Parlor. And I didn't see a ticket for this, so I guess it's free.
It's probably free to attend, and then you buy based on what you want?
I have no idea. I didn't see anything that was telling how the money part worked, if there was. So
that's
I know in the past, it was like a $35 ticket, because we went to it two years.
Yeah.
when it was at Tower. So I guess they're trying something different. And Maggie, you'll have to fill us in on that.
Right. Let us know what's up. Okay. Also, the final event for the week is Angels Envy. I'm sorry. I was
it's
like,
not
is
angle.
It angle? It's a hard one. And
oh, my God.
You know. Okay. Angels Envy pairing dinner at Whiskey Cake from 7 to 10 p.m. This is a 5-course dinner with whiskey pairings for $75. You can call 405-582-2253 or email whiskeycakeokc@whiskey-cake.com to reserve. Also, it feels like this week I had to say every single reservation number. And we all know how bad I am at numbers. So let's work on that better next week, Anna.
You did good with the numbers.
I did do good with them this time.
It was the words.
It was the words that were hard for me. Oh, but that wraps up our events for the week.
Not ready, but we've already started. I'm not ready, but we're already falling.
So today we have a guest joining us of a new bar that's going to be going into the Farmers Market District.
Yes, one that we've been stalking on Instagram for a little while. I don't know if you guys are following them yet. If not, make sure to be doing it after this because their page is beautiful on there. So we cannot wait to learn more about the concept. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Brian Butler, and me and my wife are opening a bar called Palo Santo in the Farmers Market District.
And tell us more about your background and kind of what your industry experience has been.
So I have been living in LA for the past 16 years, working mainly with one restaurant group called Reese Company that has numerous concepts under one umbrella, all kind of individual, not very corporate, just a guy that kind of owns everything, who has had some amazing chefs working with Roy Choi and Vartan Abgarian, and has just some great locations on the west side of LA in Venice and Culver City. And I've worked with, managed a couple bars with the guys from Death & Co., proprietors. I worked at Normandy Club and the Chestnut Club in Santa Monica with Steve Lavigne and Pablo Moi. Basically, I cut my teeth learning.
I was literally just thinking of that phrase, and I was like, if you don't say it, I'm going to say it. Okay, sorry, that was super weird.
I basically was bartending through college. I went to ASU for 3 years, and then I transferred to Otis to do art and was putting myself through school bartending and just ended up working for a guy, and he said he liked what I was doing. I was kind of bringing the whole new cocktail thing to the West Side about 12, 13 years ago, and he liked what I was doing and asked me for a manager job, and I was like, yes, I'd love to do that. And it's kind of how our relationship grew, and he mentored me the whole way and got to work with amazing people in LA. And from there, I met my wife at one of my bars
in LA.
We met at the Brig, which is a Abbot Kinney staple, like one of the best streets in America. Met her there, and she got into bartending, and through that we did some projects together, worked at a couple bars together, and decided that we wanted to do a project with each other and her parents that were in the quarter horse racing industry. They've raised and bred and trained quarter horses. They wanted to get out of it for obvious reasons now, like the horrible things that happened to some of the horses and things like that. They wanted to get out, and we decided together to come out here and do a project where we could all work together and be together and be near each other.
Okay, so were her parents here in Oklahoma?
Yes.
So okay, I was like, how does Oklahoma come into this?
Yeah,
her parents, of horses.
Yes. Right, I mean, I should have known after that.
Yes, so her parents moved out here when Bailey moved out when she was 18. So it was kind of same exact time, and then we all started coming back and visiting, and we fell in love, and we're like, let's do it here. It's the best place.
So I recently, before I knew what your guys' name was, like, I just recently even knew what that name meant, mm-hmm. like, because they'll burn that, like, at my yoga studio stuff, and, like, I never really understood, like, what that was, because I just thought it was, like, incense or something, right. But it's actually its own separate thing.
Yeah. So are you guys going to tell me? Because I have no idea.
Yeah. So do you want to say it?
Go ahead, okay, Brian. So either way, I'm just dying to know.
Palo Santo is a type of wood, a South American wood, that is burned like similar to sage for health and prosperity and cleansing and everything. It's just kind of the whole idea that we have in our bar. It's full of wood. We're trying to bring people together for well-being and prosperity and trying to transform the idea of just a bar to a place that should be people hanging out together, enjoying their time, taking care of each other, just eating good food, having quality cocktails, all together in one place.
So how did you guys find the location that you're going to be at?
Oh, our wonderful broker, Germa Moaning, like this whole city knows him and loves him. He's always smiling. He took us around for over a year at all sorts of different places. We jumped around from ideas in Automobile Alley to Midtown. We even looked at a Bricktown place, Plaza. Everything was great, but never really kind of struck us as like our Venice roots. And Bailey, my wife, was actually bartending a few nights a week at Powerhouse. And it was like our favorite bar. The second we walked in, just absolutely fell in love. And we had been going there nightly, regular. And my broker and his friend, another broker, Ian, took us to the spot where Rewind was, mm-hmm. Empty for like 2 years. And I walked in.
Yeah, short-lived arcade bar.
Yeah, six months open or something like that, which I feel for them, but stuff happens. Mm-hmm. I walked in and I said, wow, this looks like a prison put a bar inside of it. It was black ceilings and dark gray walls, and it was like a cave. And I looked at it the first time, and I was like, this is terrible, but what can you do with a space is the things start popping in your mind and imagination right. starts going. And like we liked it and loved it, but we were also like, Clay, the owner of Powerhouse, is one of our dear friends now, and we were like, we need to ask Clay if it's okay if we go. And he was like, hell yes, come in down the street. Your concept's going to be great here. We can all be part of the same street and work together. So
that's
it was
so
lovely.
Sweet.
It was kismet.
Yeah, because Powerhouse has been open, at least five years?
They
yeah.
celebrated their five-year anniversary like this last month.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, we love Powerhouse.
Yeah, so they had like that whole road closure thing with mm-hmm. class and separated all of Farmer's Market. And that
right.
was real difficult. And now you go in there, they're full nightly. It's fun. It's amazing. It's one of our favorite places.
So tell us more about the menu.
Okay, so the whole idea Bailey and I put together was all of our favorite hand-edible bar snacks from all the places that we loved in L.A., the things that we would always order or craved or whatever. Multicultural, easygoing bar food, ranging from anywhere from nuts and olives to tacos and tortas, just things that you can pick up and eat with your hands that you just want to grub on.
I love it.
And we actually met a chef at Powerhouse. I think I was outside, and he's a friend of Clay's, and he introduced us, and we hit it off and talked for like 2 hours. I showed him my menu, and he was like, I love it. I want to do this. And we signed up right then and there, and he took the menu and kind of made our ideas more cohesive and put it all together and is totally finessing it out, and we're super happy about it.
And what about like the cocktail menu?
The cocktail menu is based on all the ideas from everything that we've had in the past, but is constantly transforming entity. All our bartenders that we have are extremely great, and we're going to be constantly rotating. If something's obviously not selling, that goes off, new one goes on, and the staff has the ability to play and have fun. So it's constantly rotating. We do lots of bartender's choices. So if you walk in, I don't know what I want, make me something special, they can get creative. And if it turns out good, goes on the menu.
Goes on the menu. Yep. I like that.
So with your and your wife's bartending experience, like, are there certain things that you feel like you'll be offering that are maybe unique to Oklahoma?
I don't really want to say that. I think that the cocktail scene has grown so much over the last years that everyone's trying their best to do great things and really succeeding, understanding the past and growing culture and trying to do this. The one thing that we really tried to provide is the hospitality aspect. Technical proficiency is something that I can train and have everyone on board. They'll know all the skills. They'll be trained every day, or taste every day is one of my mottos. Like, come in, if you don't know something on the shelf, taste it so that you know what's going on. The only thing that we can really try to do above and beyond is hospitality. Offer that one thing that welcomes people, that makes people feel welcome. It's not just the drinks or just the food or the environment. It's into everyone's home and feeling like you want to stay there.
Oh, so much fun. Okay, so I have a quick question.
Sure.
And this can be either your favorite to drink or favorite to make, but what is your favorite cocktail?
Oh, it changes daily, but my one...
right now, yeah, today.
Right now, I would go with a Negroni. Like, hands down.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a fan
is
of...
Is it classic? Do you put any spin on it?
I actually do not. I like... The only one transformation I might make is actually kind of sacrilege, removing the Campari and using Gran Classico instead, which has a different type of bitterness and lacks a little of the sweetness, a little more oomph. But that's pretty much it. I like a good vermouth. I'll pick whichever best vermouth they have on and go with that.
Well, and with, you told us that you got your health permit just the other day. So do you already know what your hours are going
to
be?
Yeah, we're going to start out regular hours, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then we're going to build on that. We want to start on brunches. The Farmers Market District is open and busy, bustling every Saturday. We want to tie into that, make everyone... Loaded Bold is great. Powerhouse has a brunch. Like, try and make it a walkable street and fun. We want to implement a full-on espresso coffee program.
Oh, heck yeah.
So the place is so comfortable, and sorry to brag, my father-in-law built everything, and it's beautiful.
I know. I really love the family affair that you guys have going on with all of this.
Yeah, it's... I've basically been his apprentice. He's like, go sand that, go cut that, put those screws in that, and I've had the best time of my life working with this, like, man's man, like, beautiful power tools everywhere. It's like that heaven. So it's such a beautiful space. I want to be able to open up in the morning and just have a great coffee program. We have yet to identify someone that wants to kind of do that with us. There's no way Bailey and I can go to bed at 3 and wake up at 6 a.m. and handle all that. So we'll try and get there.
What days of the week?
We're going to be open at 7 days a week to start.
7 days a week,
and
okay.
And then, I mean, we're paying rent. I gotta be open if we're paying rent. Might as well.
You know, I appreciate that. There is that whole thing where people seem to think Mondays, nobody needs to go places.
I'm a fan of Monday night drinking.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm here for this.
So you're projected to open within the next couple weeks?
Yes. Pending a few permits. Obviously, everyone knows there's difficulties and things that happen and come up, and you never know when your electrician's going to burn out your condenser on your roof.
Right, okay. Knocking on wood, because that sounds like a real story. but yes, no, we're very familiar with that. Sometimes we have guests on the show that are like, yeah, we'll be open in 2 weeks, and then it's 2 months, and we still don't know.
Right.
That's also a true story.
We'll keep you guys posted for sure.
Okay, we'll be sure to keep the audience posted, because I know people are going to be dying to come check this out.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add about the bar, or what people can expect?
I just... hope that everyone likes to come down and just enjoy themselves. I mean, we're not like really concepting it out. It's more of just like a feeling, a comfortable neighborhood bar that everyone can enjoy. Just give us a shot.
All right. And where can people follow along to give you that shout?
The what?
To find you on social media.
Yeah, we have Instagram. I think it's palosanto_OKC. And Facebook's the same. Little sister, as I was telling you earlier, their sister-in-law, she does all it from Tulsa, so she has all the information. If you follow one, they have all the information for the other.
And of course, you can check out our social media where we've already tagged them and everything, so follow along that way. And thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on. This has been an absolute blast, and we cannot wait to come see the space and experience it all with you.
We can't wait to have you. Thank you for having me so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I know we can't wait to take all the pics when we go there, hopefully next weekend. And hopefully you guys can come out soon after that as well. I'm always down for the new bars. And I was getting really reminiscent of our interview with Riley Marshall.
I was too. He kept mentioning LA and the experience in LA. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a bar of a lot of vibes. Also, very close neighbor. Mm-hmm. Easy to hop between. You're going to want to probably drive unless it's really nice outside. Then it wouldn't be too bad of a walk, honestly. Main Street Arcade to Farmers Market.
It's walkable.
So really excited to have more of that chill vibe in Oklahoma City.
And the farmers market has needed like some more things there.
Yes.
So I think this will be really great for that district.
I totally agree. All right. So we've got some happenings going on. This is one that I was excited about. So you guys know that the Johnny's on Britain was closed for a little while. Apparently part of why they were closed, I didn't realize, they were doing a little renovations inside and they've added the lounge at Johnny's. And so this followed us on Instagram and I was like, what is this? What does this mean? And they've created a little bar space in part of that strip mall area.
In the Britain Johnny's, district.
In the Britain district. That is the only place they're touting that you can get a beer and a Johnny's burger in the same place. So
they don't serve beer at their other Johnny's?
Apparently not. Oh,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been a couple times
and
to
since
that one
Urban Johnny's not in the thing anymore.
Exactly. I kind of think it was like it's very Urban Johnny-esque, the lounge area. But it's just like off to the side of the regular Johnny's that's now reopened. And so I just want to give them a little shout out. It's a cute little speakeasy style area. And I want to go check it out.
Let's
now that
do
I know
it.
It's there, we need to go.
In February.
In February, yes. When I'm drinking again. Thank you.
And right. Also yes. Some closing news. So we heard over this past week that the Republic in Chisholm Creek has closed, mm-hmm. which that was obviously their second location. Class and Curve's been open for a long time.
Yes.
But
it is still open.
Yes. But, you know, I was surprised that that one in Chisholm Creek had already been open like 3 years.
Wow.
I can't believe it's been that long that Chisholm Creek's even been a thing.
There. Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess it just was time that they were like, it's not working out. I trust what Good Egg is doing. Like
say,
they
totally
know whether something's working
decision.
Or not.
Yeah.
But I also know like that space is going to be very desirable for mm-hmm. whatever's going to come next. So.
Yes.
And I never made it to that one.
I
so.
Didn't either.
I don't know really
it's
like the layout
fault.
Of
they
it,
closed
but
because we never went.
Well,
no, I know.
You know, we can say that of most of Chisholm Creek, but
that's valid. It's just hard. But anyway, super excited for things coming up next week and over the next couple of months.
And as a reminder, we posted our Facebook event for our event we're hosting with People Not Politicians.
Yes.
And we'll also have a mini-sode with Andy Moore that'll come out that same day of the event, which is February 10th.
Yep.
And we'll be at Lively Beer Works. So whether you're interested in coming out to see us, learning more about that organization, mm-hmm. or even just seeing Lively, please come out and RSVP on our Facebook event because we are going to use that as a head count of how much pizza we're going to get.
Correct.
So we would like that to be very accurate.
Yes. If you want pizza, be sure you mark that you're actually going, I guess, is our point. Because I don't eat pizza. I might have to bring some lactate pills. I might eat pizza. But I want to see you guys out there and would love to help inform the public about this new cause that I'm so passionate about to end gerrymandering here in Oklahoma. So you can follow along with us and find that Facebook event at LocalitesOKC. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Gmail, and .com. We appreciate you guys following along. We appreciate everyone who's left us iTunes reviews. Thank you to everyone who's been clicking through and reading our blog. Just a reminder that we release a blog every single week with this that goes over our rundown of events. So if you're like, oh, what was that thing on Tuesday? I don't remember or whatever it is. We take the time to put it all out there for you, link out to all of the Facebook events or websites for all of those. So be sure that you're checking that out, using that as a resource when you are planning your week ahead. And until next week.
Bye. Bye.